If you like what we do and you want to throw us a few, go out to patreon.com/y'allheard. Yeah, that's patreon.com/y'allheard.
One, two, three. Hey everybody. This is Y'all Heard. A podcast for me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
Are not related.
And this is a show that really puts the odd in podcast.
Nice. You just did a grin like more was coming. In other words, we tell you things you didn't know you needed to know. How are you?
I guess I'm okay. I am done with my class. Work is driving me nuts, but I get to take off from work next week, or starting next week.
Why?
Because I want to.
Oh, okay. You going to see mom?
Yes.
That's nice.
The lawn is super high, so I got to get down there and mow it.
When I email Pete's mom, listeners, she loves to tell me about the pride Pete takes in his lawn. She loves to paint me a picture of all the things Pete does in the lawn.
If anybody happens to live near my mom, you are welcome to go over and mow the lawn as well.
All right. But I don't think Pete means when he's there. Right. While Pete's on vacation, I will also be on vacation. I'm going to London.
Jolly old London, eh?
Yeah, my husband, in classic my husband fashion, the day before, I'm sorry, technically a little more than a day, but like the day before we go, decides to start looking up London, which I love. Oh, I love when people do that. And starts researching how safe it is. And he's like, oh, they have so many pickpockets. Apparently they have more pickpockets in New York City. But I was just like, so what? They don't have guns. I don't fucking care. He was like, I don't know if it's safe. And I'm like, they don't have guns. Someone could stab me. I'm less scared than someone with a gun. I'm just like, we live here. Shut up.
I feel like from movies and stuff, things in the UK in general. Yeah, like it's like they don't have guns. So the violence is expressed in different ways. I'm not saying that this is actually true. I'm saying from movies and stuff. And I always find it a little bit more disturbing than people with guns, because it's like, well, we just have to use our bare hands to beat the hell out of you.
I mean, yeah, that is its own thing. I have started watching a lot of British shows, and in the shows there are always like British bros beating people up. If I go off of shows entirely, I just need to avoid soccer hooligans and people in tracksuits.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Yeah. And we're going to Paris for one day, which for some reason I find Paris daunting, but we're only going for one day, so I'm not letting anyone research it. Paris scares me in a lot of ways, not in a xenophobic, like in a, I think they're not going to like me because I'm an American, and I don't know. People, you know, what's the thing?
It's very glamorized.
Yeah, I was going to say, some people go to Japan with like, in a fantasy world, thinking Japan is this magical place. And I feel like that happens with Paris too. So I feel like tourists are probably seen as really good targets, because they're probably going to Paris trying to live out their Emily in Paris dream.
Right.
If that makes any sense. So yeah, that should be interesting.
There's a new professor at my school, and she was talking to a student. She was telling me this story about how she was talking to a student who is going to be graduating, and, she was talking to them about where they were applying for grad school, and they were like, oh yeah, you know, like University of Scranton or maybe Wilkes. And she's like, you know, you could go anywhere. And he's like, maybe I'll like apply to some place in Philly. She's like, no, you can go anywhere.
Okay.
And not being from around here, her mind was kind of blown by the fact that this person, like the world didn't even exist to them.
Yeah, one, that's adorable. Like, is yeah, but two,
and of course, true. Based on finances and stuff like that, yeah, you can't necessarily go anywhere. But
yeah, I was like, that's like slightly tone deaf to assume that everyone is inordinately wealthy and the parents could afford to let them go to Cambridge. So yeah, no, okay.
Well, this is also coming from a history teacher who's probably deep debt from getting a doctorate in history.
Oh, last thing I need to tell you before we move on. My husband, he's very good at languages. So I said, could you do me a favor? Can you learn French so we're not a bunch of assholes? No, can you learn all of French?
And he said, oui.
He's like, sure. So he got Duolingo to even learning a bit of French. But yesterday we found out, it's just so subtle, but we thought
petit
we both...
Français.
The only thing I know is... Oh, no, I forget. There was a commercial when we were kids for a language, for like a language book or a CD set. And it would be like... Delete it all. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Je m'appelle Marissa.
Yes, je m'appelle. Yes. We thought we both knew how to say how to go to the bathroom. Where is the bathroom? But yesterday, Aaron discovered he had been teaching me how to say it smells like urine or something. Yeah, so I'm really glad we figured that out before we go to France and walk up to people and just go, it smells like a bathroom.
You could probably get away with oué la toilette.
Yeah, but I think we were saying we were doing the first part wrong or something.
Oh, okay.
And it was changing the meaning drastically.
Stinke la toilette.
So on that note. You might have an answer, and if so, I'll pivot my icebreaker. But I think there are a lot of fucking great movies coming out this year. Are there any movies you're looking forward to? That's my icebreaker.
You go first. Gotcha.
Besides the Michael one, which I already saw, No One Will See With Me a Second Time, which fucking sucks. I could see it myself, but whatever. Besides the Michael movie, I've never been more excited in my entire life. That might be a lie. I'm so ridiculously excited for the Backrooms movie.
Right. Yes,
I can't even contain my excitement. I'm reading, if anyone's familiar, I'm reading the book House of Leaves, which is said to have like played a part in the original Backrooms lore. I was watching Jeopardy 3 days ago and liminal spaces was a category and I almost shit my pants. I was so excited and I got them all right. Let that be known. I hope
it's a lot better than the YouTube.
Oh, I've never watched that and I don't want to.
I know. I was like, I'm going to watch this to see if I can get any idea of like what this is going to be about aside from just people wandering around.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this sucks. Just because it just got really boring, I guess. But it's I watched it in order and it's like after you introduce the idea, you have to do something. So it was at that point where I kind of got bored. So whatever it actually is in the end, I didn't even stick around to find out because I was too bored.
Got it. Okay.
But hopefully in a movie that is consciously made and not just kind of a series of, oh, well, the last video did good. So let's make some more. Hopefully in a contained video or a contained movie will be better.
Even though the YouTube guy is the director, I feel like there's enough big names attached to it that they would stop it from being a total shit show. Like, I feel like Mark Duplass, which is hit or miss in itself, but he's at least interesting. He's like attached to it and the actors and someone. I don't know. I'm going to be so devastated if it's bad. I wish we could watch it together. But anyway, now you.
I don't think I know a lot of movies that are coming out. I am interested to see how they're going to portray Clayface.
Oh, I didn't realize Clayface. That
seems kind of interesting. I'm looking at a list here. Apparently there's an Insidious tale coming out.
Oh, I will watch that. You don't want to watch Street Fighter with 50 Cent playing Balrog?
I heard all good things.
It looks amazing. That's my second favorite movie.
And I guess too, just from looking at this list without getting into details, I would be looking forward to the movie, Fall 2, because one of the characters died in the first one, and I wonder what they're going to do with the second one.
I don't know what that is. Do I care?
That's the movie where the lady climbs like a...
Oh, a big tower?
Yeah, like a radio tower, yeah.
Oh, okay. That doesn't need a sequel.
It definitely affected me. Like, it made me very anxious while I was watching it, so...
Okay.
Looking forward to see what they do with that, even though it's probably not going to be good. And of course, Marissa, you did not mention Coyote versus Acme.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. I'm so excited for that too. Yeah, guys. Oh, I love cartoons and people together. And even though these weren't cartoons, I just saw the Sheep Detectives. My husband cried. I just want you all to know that. I better go into the topic before our reviewers tell us we talk too much.
Speaking, yeah, I guess so.
Speaking of absolutely no segue. By the way, I should have just asked you, but I don't think it's fair to ask you. But I have definitely covered the topic of that back in the day people used to sleep differently in shifts, right?
We talked about it before, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to do. And
I don't
then
know if you necessarily like covered it as a whole topic, but we definitely talked about it during one of the many times that I did an episode on sleep or dreams or something.
Okay. So that's why I was like, I feel like I did that already. I'm going to do, this is a short episode, guys. I'm sorry. Because of the vacation, I kind of like fucked up a little bit.
You know what? Then let's keep talking about ourselves for a little while.
But I'm going to tell you about something that embarrassingly, I didn't know. Juan, if you listen, I knew this existed, but I didn't just think this wasn't, like, I saw the term when you sent it to me. And it didn't clock. And I was like, wait, I don't actually know what that is. I just thought these were furries. So today we're talking about Therians. Are you familiar with Therians?
You're saying Therians.
T-H-E-R-I-A-N-S.
No, but we did talk about Breatharians.
I know. I was like, did we talk about this right? Yeah, so... Or unless it's Therians, but I'm going to say Therians. And if you are one, that's the only person who's allowed to correct me. Call us at 570-POD-WAD-1.
Otherwise, stay off the line.
Yeah. Therians, also known as Therianthropes, are individuals who identify as one or more non-human animals, either spiritually or psychologically. Immediately, two things I needed to ask. One, isn't that just a furry? Two, what do you mean?
Isn't that just schizophrenia?
we'll get to that. Two, isn't like the non-human animal phrasing caught me off guard at first.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Because you know animals, humans are animals.
Well, yeah, okay, that was. But I remember I was hearing some reviews. You know, like sometimes when people say things are a trend and they're not a trend and like five people did it and then they act like it's like a epidemic in the schools. There was like some like rumor that like, oh, some schools are letting children identify as cats and they were putting litter boxes in the school for the, and I was like, what are you even fucking talking about? And
Litter boxes in schools is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just assumed they were talking about furries. I didn't know there was literally like a different word that means something slightly different. And if you've ever seen articles about that stuff and you see like a lot of the pictures, I see a lot of kids with like these like cat and dog masks lately that are always in Therian articles. But anyway, also, I just want to let you know, I knew I wanted to do a topic on this, but I forgot what they were called. And my fucking idiot. I didn't click on anything. And there are news articles about it, so it's not like I'm necessarily flagged. But I Googled zoophile first, which are people like to fuck animals. So I was immediately terrified.
Yeah. They're going to stop you at the airport.
Yep. So, because I forgot what it was called. Anyway. So, the article, my daughter identifies as an animal. This is what I want you to know. On MamaMia.com, gave me a pretty clear explanation. While furries have a strong interest in fictional animal characters with human traits, so like anthropomorphic animals, and often dress up as animals as an outlet for creativity, fandom, and social expression, Therians view their animal identity, also known as their theriotype, as part of their self-identity. Quote, furries don't identify as an animal. They are people who dress up like animals with human characteristics, a Therian member of Mamma Mia commented. As another article puts it, basically, furries are enthusiasts of anthropomorphic art. They enjoy designing animal fursonas.
Okay.
Being a furry is like more of a hobby, a cultural scene built on art, conventions, community. And a furry may act like a fox online, but they don't usually think they are one. While Therians perceive their animal identity as intrinsic. It's not a performance or a cosplay. And some Therians like avoid attention altogether, just living their identity quietly, internally, often battling shame or misunderstanding.
So right now I'm guessing that being a furry is a creative outlet, but being a Therian is like a prison sentence.
Depending on who you would ask. I would say there are people who take it to various different levels. But yeah, like I used to be really into learning about furry subculture, and like at a furry convention you might find, I remember there was footage of an anthropomorphic purple rhino with humongous tits doing a lap dance like on some guy dressed like a fucking crocodile. I don't think that would be in a Therian meetup. Anyway.
Well, only because they don't dress that way.
Yeah.
Right.
So Therians, if they were...
You would just see two normal people.
Well, or maybe they even dress that way, but they wouldn't... Like
Yeah, a rhino by nature would not be inclined to give a lap dance,
yeah.
Much less to an alligator.
Yeah, so like if you're like, yeah, that's not how a real, like you don't really identify as a rhino. Oh, rhino? What'd I say? I said rhino, but I meant hippopotamus.
I wasn't sure which one you said either. I was like, maybe she said elephant. I'm not going to say anything until she says
something. I don't know what I said, but you get what I mean.
We're going to keep doing this show, guys, until we're in a nursing home and nothing we say makes any sense.
Yes. Well, Therian community, while the Therian community overlaps with other subcultures, like I said, furries, something called otherkins, which I think are when you identify with a fictional animal, or alter human identities.
Now, when you say fictional animal, you mean an animal that doesn't actually exist.
Like a dragon.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But
not like Clifford the Big Red Dog,
no.
Who is an animal of fiction. Okay.
Yeah. But maintains its distinct focus on real animals. While a furry might design an anthropomorphic fox character, a Therian might say, I am a fox deep down.
Bitch, I am a fox.
An AP news story from early 2026 reported, quote, the trend, I hate when things are called trends. I just do. I just hate them immediately. But anyway, the article said, quote, the trend has taken over Argentine social media over the past few months, gaining traction on platforms like TikTok, where the hashtag Therian has surpassed 2 million posts, with Argentina leading all other Latin American countries in engagement.
Congratulations.
The surge has drawn the attention of influencers and media outlets alike, sparking reactions that range from laughter and bewilderment to outright anger. So then the article goes on to interview a few self-professed Therians who were at a large Therian meetup in a public park in Argentina. One interviewee named Aguara, who claims to identify as a Belgian Malinois, which I think is some kind of dog, and counts her age as the equivalent of 2 years and 2 months in dog years. She's a lot like any other teenager. Quote, I wake up like a normal person and live my life like a normal person. I simply have moments when I like being a dog. Another interviewee named Aru, a 16-year-old who wore a seal mask to the park meetup, said she considers herself part of the, quote, other paw branchitharians. These are individuals who wear masks and tails or move on all fours for fun. But, quote, it's not necessarily about identifying as an animal, she said. Is that a controversial statement? I don't know, because yeah. I feel like that's what the whole thing was. But I feel like it'd be hard to be a seal.
Yeah.
But,
they like clapping, though, don't they?
They do like clapping, but they don't really... But they're not even walking on all fours. They're dragging the legs behind.
Kinda like hopping.
She must have really strong forearms. Now, back to the Mamma Mia article, which as a whole is just a mom who basically has come to terms with the fact that her daughter identifies as a Therian and wants other parents to know the drill in case the situation pops up with their kid.
Oh.
The author goes on to say, oops, where'd it go? Oh, quote, I was worried it was somehow a mental problem or a reaction to some other issue in her life. But as I watched it unfold, I see it brings her great joy and also comfort. And it's an outlet for her, too. So I am much less concerned. I keep a watchful eye in case this changes.
You know, back in my day, parents would go, stop being so weird.
Yes. You know what?
Other kids aren't going to like you.
You know, that's cool. I guess, I don't know. What I was thinking about it was that when I was in middle school, I asked my teacher to call me Bunny. And I didn't identify as a rabbit.
She should have said, get your license changed over to Bunny and I'll call you Bunny.
The teacher said, yeah. I don't know. This isn't the same because I didn't identify as a bunny, but like, it's just something I did. It wasn't like part of a movement. So I just like, I don't know. I guess if a kid wanted to said they identify as a cat, I would just be like, I would have to be like, okay. But if they were like, I am a Therian and I identify as a cat, I would be like, why you gotta label it? Just be a cat. But maybe I
wet food or dry food.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, but no, you know, but I get it. I do get it though. Oh, if you are Therian, I apologize if that is making light of it. I do get it though, because like I say that, but I listen to punk music as a teen. And I wanted to identify as a punk. Why? So that I could quickly make friends. And so, like, I dress a certain way so I could see other punks in the wild. And we'd be like, oh, you're a punk? I'm a punk. Let's be friends. So I get it. You, like, it has a label. And, like, and not everyone wears a mask. Some people just feel it deep down. But, yeah, if you're wearing the masks, you go, oh, they're a Therian, too. And we could be friends. So I was, for a part of me, was like, I don't know why it has to have a label. But the other part of me totally gets it. Anyway, a psychologist interviewed in the article named Carly Dober, director of the Australian Association of Psychologists, says that identifying as a Therian is not a sign of a, quote, problem. Generally speaking, exploring identifying as a Therian is healthy and normal, she said. Children can have a rich, well-adjusted, and socially expansive life as a Therian. They say that many children identifying as a Therian might represent like a way to cope with the social and mental challenges of like being a kid.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is a kid... Okay. If I come up to you and you're my mom and I say, hey, I think I'm a cat. You have like a thing that you have to figure out how to respond to that and everything. But
I would just go, okay, and then I wouldn't want the conversation to go any further because I think you could just say I'm a cat for the day and it doesn't have to be a thing. I hate things becoming a thing.
That's where my question is, because I feel like you would have to say to me, oh, like a Therian, because I'm a kid. I don't know what a Therian is.
No, but
you're an adult and you're not even sure how to say it.
I don't know. No, but don't. These kids are probably on social media, though. Unless you're like 5, but like if you're like 9, you probably came across it or something.
Yeah, the kid who's like, you know, furry isn't enough.
Oh yeah. What was I saying? The psychologist went on to say, all children, including those who explore Therian identities, want to belong and feel safe and connected. Some children might elect to identify as a Therian because they are getting bullied or escaping some pain in their lives.
You're going to get more bullied.
Yeah, and this is a coping mechanism. But see, that's the thing, though. I wasn't bullied so much, but I wasn't outcast in school. And I could have tried to fit in, or you could double down.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming a punk with me doubling down on, fuck you. I feel like doubling down on being a Therian is a fuck you to the popular kids that don't like you. I am not equating being a Therian with being a punk, but I'm just saying I could get it in a way.
Punk also comes with like a philosophy, a fashion, you know, culture, like music, all sorts of things. And this one comes with a litter box at school.
I will say, if you are a Therian listening to this,
please call.
We'll interview you if you'd like. You can tell us all about how we're wrong.
And if you leave a Spotify comment, thank you. But I don't look at those all the time. So 570-PODWAD1.
I want to make it clear. Pete doesn't look at them all the time. I don't look at them ever, and I never will. Not because I hate you, but because I assume they're all negative and I'm too fragile. Anyway, while in identifying as a Therian isn't inherently harmful, some psychologists and child development experts caution that it can become concerning if it leads to social isolation, obsessive behavior, or dissociation.
Well, cats are very independent, though.
That's true. That is very true. I think you have to take it all in context. Or dissociation from reality. So that's the thing. On the one hand, what I talked about is like people like just expressing themselves, feeling like they connect to an animal, a sense of community, maybe something, you know, they're just trying to like find their self-identity. Now, there is something called clinical therianthropy. I don't know. Also known as clinical zoanthropy, which is the clinical term for a rare psychiatric syndrome where an individual has a firm delusion that they have actually transformed into or are a non-human animal. It is characterized by animal-like behaviors and a conviction of physical metamorphosis, frequently associated with underlying psychotic disorders like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. I want to make this clear. I am not conflating the two. I am saying these are two things.
Yeah.
Without any terminology, a friend of mine told me a story about one of their friends who was in a relationship with someone who definitely sounds like they were suffering from clinical therianthropy. Could you hear that?
I wasn't sure if I heard something, so...
It was a werewolf, as I'm about to talk about a werewolf. That was actually very well timed. if it was a few seconds later, it would have been perfect. Because I was going to say, my friend told me her friend's partner was convinced he was... I forget if it was a wolf or a werewolf. Which I guess one would be a Therian and one would be an otherkin. But this was a clinical issue. This was not for fun.
Well, that's assuming you don't believe in werewolves.
Well, yeah. Fair. Either way, it became so difficult for this person to live that they had to seek mental health. Actually, the sadder part, I think they actually took their life because they couldn't, they really thought they were a wolf or a werewolf. So again, totally separate from the first part of my topic. I actually tracked down a medical research paper on the NIH website, where researchers conducted a systematic review and identified 77 published cases of clinical therianthropy. And noticed some trend. Yeah, I know. And noticed, you know what it is? I was retyping something and I forgot how to spell it. And I spelled it like gibberish. And I was like, I'll remember how to say it by now. So it says therianthropy. Anyway, this study, they did a review of 77 published clinical therianthropy cases and noticed some trends or recurring stats through the cases. So of the many theriotypes reported, 68% involved transformations into canines. find that kind of interesting. Men debuted at a significantly earlier age than women if they were dealing with therianthropy. And duration ranged from days to weeks to months and years. Most people in the cases seem to have been struggling with this for months at a time, but not like necessarily beyond that. Associated conditions included psychotic disorders, psychotic depression, bipolar disorder, and Cotard syndrome, which I should have looked up. Let me look that up right now. Cotard syndrome is a rare neuropsychiatric disorder where a person holds a firm delusional belief that they are dead, rotting, non-existent, or have lost their organs or blood.
Well, this is what I was worried about with the person that you mentioned who said that they were a 2-year-old dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're aging 7 times a human ages. So how are you going to explain being alive in a little while?
That is true. That is very true. I don't know. You're going to have to ask whatever their name was.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Treatment resulted in full remission for 58% of the cases. 33% had partial remission. Although the associated conditions were often chronic in nature and overall prognosis tended to be poor. If 58% were in full and 33% that doesn't seem like that poor of results, but whatever. I'm just quoting literally the study said. That is actually all I have, but yeah, basically, furries ain't all it is. And I realize I don't have my finger on the pulse anymore. And that was really sad to find out that I don't have my finger on the pulse anymore. Because I didn't know what therians were. I can't keep up with everything.
Yeah, no, none of us can. That's why we have our lovely listeners to reach out to us and say, hey, you know about this?
Also, I just want to let you know 2 things.
I'm sorry. Hey, y'all heard about this?
Yeah, that was good.
Got to get it in there.
My favorite podcast, QAnon Anonymous, did an episode on the lady he used to live with and jack off the dolphin. Remember that story?
Uh-huh.
I was like so excited because I already knew about it. And then it ended up being in Jeopardy. Not that part, though. It just showed a picture of a lady in a flooded room and it was like, oh, this is the name of the project where they lived with dolphins. And then I turned
what
to my
what is jack off dolphin?
Yeah, there was no mention of the masturbation.
What is Operation Finjerk?
And then I just turned to my husband and I go, oh, did you know that that lady lived with dolphins and had to masturbate it all the time? And then when the study was closed down, the dolphin committed suicide. And there's a face Aaron gives me when he knows I believe what I said, but he doesn't think I actually fact checked what I said.
Yeah.
Because
and then he does.
Too
and then
crazy.
He finds out.
So yeah, I definitely got that face from him and it was very funny. Cause I was like, no, I see your face. It really happened. But also I was like too eager to tell him. Like I was like, oh my God, did you know?
Yeah.
Like, with a smile on my face. Living with me is something. Anyway, that's it. Hope I taught you something new.
Earlier, when I was asking about like the term itself,
yeah,
you said, "Oh, these kids are probably on social media, and that's where they're finding out about this term."
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, like, somewhere in a far off country, where like a tribe has never even seen televisions before, do you think somebody in that kind of culture could land themselves in this situation?
Yes.
Like, could think that they're a cat?
Form.
Oh, because now we're, yeah, okay. You won me over just with half your answer.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that.
Because I thought about spirit animal.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like you could be like, I don't know. I'm oversimplifying it, but like a shaman with a spiritual connection to a something else. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So I totally believe this stuff manifests in its own ways, but it just doesn't become like it doesn't have little terms and clicks and stuff. So honestly, and this is me. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I'm the most enlightened, but if my child was like, I want to dabble in shamanic practices and I have a spiritual connection with a wolf, I would like that better than them saying I'm a Therian.
Mm-hmm.
But no offense if you're a Therian. I have an obsession with not wanting labels.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point because, like, if you didn't know what a punk was, but you saw the way that people dressed, you hung out with some of these people and you learned about, you know, their views on society and some of their philosophies and stuff like mm-hmm. that, you may have found yourself going in that direction, even though you didn't know that it was called punk.
Yeah.
So you could have naturally found it yourself. It's just that I think, and I'm going to switch over to goth on this one. I think if somebody goes, oh, look at that kid over there. He's so goth. And if he's like bargain basement goth, then whoever you just told that kid is goth, that person is going to think, oh, that's what a goth is.
Yep.
And now they have this term in their head and this association in their head. So if they ever see a real goth person, like, they're not, it's going to be like leaps and bounds ahead of what they just saw. It always comes down to labels and categories and terminology. It's the thing that keeps us divided, Marissa.
Yeah.
That's exactly why we need them.
So I don't.
How would we have wars without labels?
Exactly. Oh, God. But yeah, I'm open to many concepts if you don't trivialize it or like boil it down to like a trendy, like catchphrase or like label. But like I said, you know, I know I'm hypocritical because I'm part of many subcultures, but yeah, I just, that's the part that bugs me. So you got any plugs?
Plugs. I don't necessarily want to plug this, but it is kind of related to, well, you know what? Both of these are kind of related to what you're talking about. So I guess here I am in plugs.
Okay.
So I saw this movie called Kenneled.
Oh.
And it's about a guy who is like an Uber or like a DoorDash kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to start a dog walking business. So he puts up signs and stuff and somebody calls him and he goes out to the house. And of course, based on what we've been talking about here, you could guess that he discovers when he comes into the house that the dog he's supposed to walk is a man dressed like a dog. Acting like a dog, thinks he's a dog.
What is this movie called?
It's called Kenneled.
I thought I heard about a movie like this, but I don't recall that being what it was called.
No, there is another one.
Okay. Continue.
But in this one, it was just the way that everything unfolded and the sort of turns and stuff that it took. It was fascinating to watch. But then in the third act, they cut somebody's balls off. And I was like, come on, we don't need to do this. But what I really wanted to plug is I like the movie Hoppers, which is another one where people kind of take over animals.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Is that a Pixar movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that, you don't have any more details of why you liked it though?
So I watch a lot of thrillers and a lot of horror movies. And I was like, let me watch this. And I was like, oh, there's a different world out there.
Yeah.
I think I gave it 4 stars on Letterboxd because I was like, finally, something that doesn't make me so sad. And and by the way, not sad because I'm watching a movie that wants me to be sad, but sad for watching a movie that is not really well made.
Yeah. No, I understand. I guess this is a controversial pick, but I mean, the Michael Jackson movie I thought was beautifully made. I will say, which is interesting because I saw it with my husband. I mean, obviously, well, by the way, again, this doesn't, it ends like at There's not even a timeline where he would be going into allegations yet. So a lot of people have that critique about it, but it's not at that point in his life. Mm-hmm. But so I was going to say there's a lot of tragic stuff in it, not referring to that, like about his abuse and stuff. But there was this one scene, I don't know if I told you, that my algorithm, I must have liked one of them. And they're like, we're going to double down on this. And all I get is content revolving around this one scene where Michael Jackson is like in his 20s. And all his brothers are playing basketball. And he goes, hey guys, look, I got Twister. Why don't we play tonight like the old days? And they all go like, nah, Michael, we're not playing Twister. And it was such a quietly sad moment that stayed with me. And I think about it all the time. But apparently a large amount of the internet also thinks about it all the time. So it's just people making content like, I would have played Twister with Michael. I made Michael in this video game and I have everyone playing Twister with him. I went to Michael's grave and I played Twister. Anyway, wow. All that to say is I really liked the Michael movie.
Anyway. So you're plugging Michael, not Twister.
I'm plugging both. Anyway, guys, you can call us at 570-POD11. You could email us at
Y'allheardpod@gmail.com. You can also text us at that phone number as well.
If you're afraid of emailing us.
Again, similar to a Spotify comment.
Yeah. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/y'allheard. And as always, feel free to slide into my DMs in a non-sexual way to keep up with any of my solo shit.
Marissa, did you listen to the thing that I put up today?
No, but I saw it. Definitely going to watch it later today. That made me really happy. I saw it, glanced at it, and I was like, I made another podcast? So nice. I'll let you know what I do.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a nice day. Bye.
Cheerio. That's for you.
Thank you.